room. We have a junk room out there in the backyard now. A little house, storehouse out there.
Say, a woman might say if her house was in a big mess, she'd say, I have to do what to it?
Clean the house.
Okay. And the thing she'd sweep with would be a...
Broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was where?
In the closet?
Or say like if the broom's in that corner and the door's open like it is there, so you can't see the broom. You'd say the broom was...
Hid? What
about... Hid where in relation to the door?
I just said broom's hid behind the door.
Okay. And you wouldn't say in back of the door?
No, hid behind the door. No, I would say hid behind the door.
Okay. Years ago, on Monday, women got all the dirty clothes together and then do the...
Laundry, do the washing.
Did they call it laundry back then?
No, it called it washing. Monday was wash day, pure wash day.
What about Tuesday?
Well, Tuesday was usually ironing. You usually started in on that ironing Tuesday.
Did you used to do all that?
Well, honey, you know I did all that. Who you think did? Honey, I've washed a many washing of clothes on a rug board.
You did the ironing with those old heavy?
Those old heavy irons. Set them in front of the fireplace. In the summertime, you'd have a coal bucket that you heat them by coal.
Why would you use coal in the summer?
Because I'd be able to find that fireplace make your house so hot.
Right.
Well, I knew all them things. Now. I remember them things well.
What would you call the big thing you'd heat the water in?
The wash pot.
Any other name for that?
No, tub or pot.
What would you heat water to make hot tea in?
Kettle.
Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Yes, I have heard the wash pot called a kettle. I sure have.
Would you call it that? Or?
Well, we could. I guess we'd call it. No, we usually just said the wash pot. Though. Now, you ask me how we used it. What we used. We used it was wash pot when we used it. Yes, I've heard it called kettle.
Say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
Shut the door.
Okay. And on the outside of the house, I don't know if your house has it on... Yeah, sort of. Well, some houses you have boards that lap over each other.
Uh-huh.
You call that...
Shingles.
Or those whole boards that lap over each other.
Oh, you're talking about the siding?
Uh-huh. Any other name for siding?
No,
clapboard
or something like that. Yeah, huh? Clapboard or weatherboard. We just always said siding. When we was putting the siding around the house, it was siding.
Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you take a nail and a...
Hammer.
You say, I took the hammer and I...
Drove the nail.
Okay. And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say, it's got to be what in further?
Hit it.
Yeah, so the nail's got to be...
Drive it in further.
Uh-huh. Or the nail has got to be what in further?
Drove in further.
Okay. And a little building used for storing wood, you call that a...
Woodshed.
Did y'all have those?
Oh, yes. We have little places where we didn't have them, though. Usually we had the wood out in the yard and we towed it in the house. But we have woodshed. Yes, it's been shed.
What about for tools?
Where the tool shed, yeah.
And... You mentioned the outhouse. Any other name for that? Any joking names people gave?
Well, the John, the toilet. That's all I know.
Do you ever hear any vulgar names or crude names people have?
Well, right now I can't think of any. I'm sure I have. But
been a long time ago.
Yeah.
Did you have any contact with a farm when you were growing up?
Very little.
Were y'all allowed to have animals where y'all were living?
Oh, honey, yes. My daddy had pasture.